Welcome to another Fast Track Inner Circle interview. This is David DeBow, and today I have the pleasure of talking with Mr. Robin J. Elliott, an international expert on joint ventures who happens to live in Vancouver. Robin's expertise and passion is in helping people to start and grow their own businesses using joint ventures. His mission is to share the magic and power of joint ventures with Canadian entrepreneurs. Robin has appeared on national television and radio, as well as in many newspapers. This year, Robin has been officially accepted as an honored member of America's Who's Who of Outstanding Professionals, as well as being included in the International Who's Who of Entrepreneurs in 2002. He has won international sales awards and was a finalist in the Ernst & Young Against All Odds National Entrepreneur Competition. Robin is a sought-after speaker who has written 6 books, made 14 videos, and dozens of educational audio tapes and CDs. Not only that, I've actually had the pleasure of attending one of Robin's boot camps, found it very, very useful, very educational, and I've actually implemented several of the strategies I learned there into my own business. So, Robin, thank you for taking the time today to talk with us.
Thank you very much, David. It's good to be talking with you, and thanks for having me on your show.
Very good. Now, Robin, you're originally from South Africa. When did you move to Canada, and what brought you here?
We actually got to Canada December 1997, and the reason why we came here is statistically and in every other way, Canada is the best place in the world to live. There's no question about it, especially BC.
I agree with you there, but no offense to our Eastern listeners.
Yeah. We do a lot of work in Eastern Canada, but we just love living here. We've been here for 8 years, and the longer we stay here, the more we love living here. And also because of the fantastic opportunities, unlimited possibilities in North America right now, and a free and safe lifestyle compared to what we had in South Africa. So our goal is to help millions of people to learn about joint ventures so that they can achieve dignity and financial independence. And we needed to be in the right place, and Canada is certainly the place to live to do that. Zig Ziglar said, you can get anything you want out of life if you'll help enough other people to get what they want, and that's what we're all about. So we just love living here.
Excellent. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. After living in Costa Rica, being back in Canada is truly a wonderful experience.
That's right.
Now, Robin, you're an expert on joint ventures, or JVs as they're often called. Could you give us a definition, or your definition, of what a joint venture is?
Sure. Well, the way I see a joint venture, it's semantics. There's different names for joint ventures. They call them strategic alliances or business partnerships. But a joint venture to me is achieving common goals by leveraging and duplicating existing resources. And everything that we need, David, is already available. We don't need the time, a lot of time to do it, because everything you need, the resources, the employees, the money, the time, every resource is already available. So working together, all we're doing is leveraging existing resources to achieve common goals in a win-win way. And that's what's exciting about joint ventures, because it can happen very fast, and there's absolutely no risk involved in doing it if you do it correctly.
Now, it kind of gets back to the whole idea of the 7 degrees of separation or what have you. So if you don't know somebody, somebody within 7 people of who you know will know that person anywhere in the world, kind of thing, and kind of applying that kind of concept to our business goals. Am I understanding you correct?
That's exactly right. What you need is already available. So instead of creating a competency or buying a product or a service, it's already available. It's unnecessary to create it or buy it and duplicate it. And that way, you're just using and linking what is already available. Someone once said that we don't have money problems, we have thinking problems. And if you've ever seen a stereogram where you look at, it just looks like gobbledygook, and you look at it for a long time, and eventually a 3D image emerges. What we teach people to do is to look at business and money and value. And when you really understand joint ventures, you see those links. And once you see the links, you can make money from that, and everybody wins.
I couldn't have said it better myself, but that's for sure. And what I've found, I don't know if you would agree with me on this, Robin, a lot of small business people kind of think they have to go it alone and do everything themselves. And what you're saying is that's completely incorrect. Everything that we want is already out there. It's just a matter of cooperating with other people and helping them to get what they want, and they help us to get what we want.
Yeah, it's about working together and really understanding that together we can and do amazing things. But when you try to do it alone, it's very hard. We started the Dollar Makers Joint Venture Forum, as you know, in February last year. Now we have 260 members, or 270 members now worldwide. These members are all people that understand this principle that together we can do amazing things. And what happened from yesterday, for example, is I had a guy in San Diego calling me who wants to do a joint venture with me with his database. And he was introduced to me by a member, Andrew Kavanaugh, in Australia.
Amazing.
So, and we can work worldwide very fast because it's with the internet and with the way technology works now. There's absolutely no limit to what you can do and how fast you can do it, especially when you leverage existing resources. Instead of trying to create those things, we already have access to that.
Very good. Now, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your background and how you first got involved in doing joint ventures.
Sure. Well, we got into business when I was 34. I'd never been in business before, and we did what most people do. You know, it's the old story about the two guys decide to start a business, and they spend a week working out what their logo is going to be like and designing their stationery and setting up an office. They spend a whole week doing that, and then they buy a truck. They decide they're going to go into the window washing business, and the next day off they go with the truck and they're driving down the road looking for customers, and they spend all their money on their truck and their equipment and their logo and their business cards. And that's a very typical way that people do business. They do very little planning, very little understanding of business when you first get in, and that's what happened to us. We got into business, spent all our money, leveraged everything to get into this dealership, this distributorship, and it was a fantastic business, but we had absolutely no marketing budget. So the only way that we could market was to do joint ventures, and so we started learning it from out of necessity. But we've been very fortunate to have been mentored by some very, very smart people through the years, and also through 19 years of consulting with businesses. We learned a lot from them. So, you know, you make a lot of mistakes through the years, but you also learn to do things with no money and no risk. And the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the more you avoid the things that don't work. So we started because of necessity, but the more we did it, we just found people were risking a lot of money unnecessarily. And through the years, you see a lot of people failing in business, and we can avoid that failure by introducing them to this powerful system of doing business.
Right. Now, obviously, you're very passionate about the subject of joint ventures. Why do you think that joint ventures are so important for Canadian small business owners and professionals?
Well, you know, and I know that 20% of the revenues of large companies, Pfizer, Sony, Disney, 20% of their revenues are from joint ventures, and 50% of those joint ventures are with their competition. When Walmart went into Mexico, they did a joint venture with Cypher. And they did it in a fraction of the time. So the big businesses, this is nothing new for big business. But for small businesses, according to Jay Abraham, only 1% of small and medium businesses understand and use joint ventures. I think it's even less than that. What it means to businesses is, first of all, your failure rate is going to drop dramatically. At the moment, we're losing 87% of new businesses within the first 5 years, and 87% of the remaining 13% in the next 5 years. Well, if people are doing business with no money, no risk, no overhead, very low cost and no risk, they may never get into a cash flow bind, or it would be very difficult to get into a cash flow bind. If they're working at 100% margin, which is what a joint venture is, they can do very, very well, and they can make money in their businesses but also outside of their businesses. So our goal is to dramatically increase profit for small business owners. Some of them are already in trouble, as we know. Get them out of trouble, and then boost the economy that way, because small business drives the economy to a large extent. And we can create jobs and wealth, and also help people that don't know that they can do business, because they think that to get into business takes a lot of money, a lot of risk, and a long time. We can show them an alternative to that. So we can get a lot more people into business who will help existing businesses. And so that's why we're so passionate about it. It's really life-changing for the people that get involved, but also for the economy and for our country.
Now, you said something very, very interesting that has probably struck a chord in a lot of small business owners, the idea of actually joint venturing or working together with your competition. Could you give us a little bit more of an example of how that has been done on a small business scale?
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of these small networking groups, they got really great people, but I found a lot of them are battling, they don't have money, and that's why they're in that networking group. And one of the things that they do is say, well, we're only going to have one guy from insurance, one realtor, you know, that sort of thing. So they think they're going to do without the competition. And that's a scarcity mentality. When people are afraid of their competition or afraid of Walmart or afraid of, you know, somebody else getting their business, they've got a shrinking pie mentality, which is a very debilitating way of thinking. If you look at the power of working with your competition, a simple example that we use is two realtors that I once worked with years ago. They each had a closing ratio of about 2 out of 10. And they were both good realtors, good people working really hard. But obviously you don't close every one. So each one of them had 8 people that were qualified to buy, but for some reason or other had not bought at that point. What we did was we swapped their unconverted leads. So realtor A, that had 8 out of 10 that she didn't close, sent them to realtor B, and he had also 8 out of 10 that he didn't close. So they would cross-refer their unclosed leads, or their unconverted leads, and they found that they were closing 50% of the unconverted leads.
Wow.
So at no extra cost, they increased their closing ratio from 2 out of 10 to 6 out of 10.
That's brilliant.
Unbelievable. And what happened, if you understood joint ventures and you saw that opportunity, you could go to two realtors, put that into play, and take 10% of all those increased 8 sales. And if you're looking at $7,000 a sale. So working with the competition is the way people with an abundance mentality work, and it works very well.
I think that is, that you've hit it right on the head there. It's the abundance mentality, understanding that there's more than enough business for everybody, that chances are we don't even have the teeniest percentage of the total possible clients or customers we could have in our market area. And by working together, doing something like that with a competitor, we're both getting a better deal at the end of the day.
Exactly. And just as with your membership, a lot of my members would benefit from your membership. A lot of your members would benefit from mine. By working together, we would increase our memberships and we would increase the value to our members. And so there's no such thing as competition to winners. I think it's very, very important that people start to understand the power of working with your competition and understanding the leverage available.
Exactly. And it doesn't necessarily, obviously joint ventures aren't just focused on working with your competition, but that's one kind of a contrarian way to do business that most of your competitors aren't going to be thinking about. And so if you do that, you've got a definite foot up on them. Now, you've mentioned a couple of the major benefits of doing joint ventures. Do you have any others that you'd like to share with us? The major pluses for getting involved with this?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know this about me, David, but I'm very risk-averse. Everything that I do is a joint venture. I basically live by that. And so we say that doing joint ventures, you can do it with absolutely no money, no risk, no capital investment, a fast turnaround if you need the cash flow, and 100% profit, because there's really no cost of sales, and it's done in a very short amount of time. There's also an unlimited income potential because you're not selling time. If, for example, when I was a consultant, I was selling time, and you've only got 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
But if you're not selling time, you can duplicate and leverage. You can develop multiple streams of income, and you're not limited to one particular business. And in joint ventures, anyone, regardless of their age, their background, or their education, can immediately start doing business. And we've proved that over and over and over again with people that had absolutely no idea about business. In fact, the people that have not been in business are more open-minded regarding joint ventures because they know that they don't know. They're consciously incompetent.
Yes.
And it's just incredible to see. We had a lady at one of our members' meetings the other night in Vancouver, and she said, you know, this is the first time in 20 years that I've ever earned any money outside of my job, and I can't believe how easy that was and how hard I would normally have to work to make that amount of money. And all she'd done is made one phone call and made an introduction to somebody, and it worked.
And then she got a piece of the business that they did.
Yeah, and she would be getting that every single month. And when she started doing the math on that, she did what a lot of small business owners don't do, and that is that they look at sales instead of profits.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, it's all about profit. It's not about sales, and it doesn't matter where the money comes from, as long as it is legitimately earned net profit after tax. that's what business is about. Gary Player said, sales is ego and net profit is reality. and it's true. And she started looking at her income after taxes as a, in her job, and then she started looking at this, and she started looking at alternatives. And I don't think she's going to be employed for a long time, but she could be employed and do this on the side, because it really takes very little time. She doesn't have to leave her job.
That's great. Robin, what, if any, what would you say that the possible pitfalls are, or the most common mistakes you've seen people do when they're entering into a joint venture or doing a joint venture for the first time? What are some of those mistakes or pitfalls that might come across?
Well, that's a good question, David. I think the biggest mistake is dealing with the wrong people. You know, sometimes people look at it on the outside and it's like a candy wrapper, but when you open it up, it's not what it seems to be. They might have ulterior motives, or they might not be honest. That's why we started the forum, so that we could have people that adhere to a code of ethics, and if they don't, they get kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
But finding the right people, I think, and dealing with people that you know, trust, and respect is very, very important. And the pitfall is dealing with the wrong person. That's the first one. The second one is ego. You know, people tend to be egotistical and threatened when it comes to things that they're not certain about, and we say, look, the fact that you've been in your business for 20 years is of no importance, or what kind of business you're in is no importance. Ego is all about my business and me, whereas joint ventures is really about solving other people's problems. Almost like a doctor that calls me up and says, hey, Robin, I've got a special on hip replacements today. You know, I'm not going to necessarily go for that just yet, but...
Well, I hope not. I know you're a skier, so that would be bad news.
That would be scary. But I go into his office, you know, a few weeks back, I went into his office and I said, you know, I've got a problem. My knee is really painful. It's been going on for a while now. So he examines me, he gets me to walk around, he says, you know, you're 53 years old, you're getting flat feet, you've got to put prosthetics, you know, or not prosthetics, orthotics in your shoes, and that'll sort out your knee problem. So I thanked him profusely, went down the road, bought the orthotics, put them in my shoes, and my knee was fine. And that's really what a joint venture broker is all about. It's about solving problems and getting paid for it. It's about linking people up, building a bridge between the person where he is and where he wants to be, helping him to remove the pain in his life, and then you're standing on that bridge like a toll gate, and you're collecting a piece of the action on an ongoing basis. So you develop multiple streams of income off other people's business, and it's business that they would have risked on advertising and marketing anyway. So that money is not being lost or being paid for by the client. And that's what's exciting about it, is the fact that, you know, there's no reason not to be able to be paid by helping people instead of going out there and pushing your business card. And that's the other danger, is ego. You know, really thinking it's got to be about me, it's got to be about my business. And learning the mindset, because when people don't understand the joint venture, they don't want to pay commissions.
Right.
Once they understand it, they get generous. We pay up to 50% commissions. And even if you're paying 80% commission, on the back end, you can still earn a lot more money. So once people understand the back end and they understand profit and they understand business, they get real generous when it comes to commissions.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's when they really do well, because I had a realtor once offered me $75 for helping bring her a buyer or a seller, and she's going to make $7,000. Well, there's a bit of a discrepancy there.
I guess so, yeah.
Now, once she's educated, she'll give me 50% of her commission, because we've built a very powerful back end in there. We've taken care of her cash flow. A lot of realtors have cash flow problems. Real estate investors often have cash flow problems. Financial planners, because they're waiting for deals to go through. Well, what this does is it solves their cash flow problem, because they realize that I'm not limited to this income source. I can earn income from all over the place.
Right, right. That was very interesting. So if I understand you correctly, you're talking about the possibility of doing, if one is in business for himself, there's a possibility of doing joint ventures and building up your own business and helping other business. But there's also the other way to look at it, where you're almost like a middleman, where you're connecting two separate businesses and helping them to do joint ventures together and taking a little piece of the pie.
Exactly.
Right. Now, Robin, what's the most successful joint venture you've done yourself, besides getting married to your lovely wife?
Well, that was the best one. That was the best. I think the most exciting one was what happened to me. It really taught me the principle. I was training hair salons, and I had four salons that I was training. each one of them was paying me $1,000 a month to help them to increase their sales. So I was making $1,000 a month from each of four, so it was $4,000 a month from training hair salons.
Yeah.
I once gave a talk at, and it took me about 9 months to get that business in that particular profit center. I was giving a talk at Haute Coiffure, a whole lot of hairdressers were there, and a fellow walked up from the back and he said, "My name is Maxim Croc. I own the Redken product for this country, and our goal is to get our product into a lot more hair salons. What you're doing is unique, and if you agree to only train salons that use our product, we will be prepared to promote you." And that's all he said, and I thought, well, what have I got to lose? I've got four salons, they're all using the product anyway, and I'm getting free promotion. So he went out, and in 4 days, I went from $4,000 a month to $20,000 a month. Now, that would have taken me 4 years on my own. It took me 4 days. And that was a good example of a joint venture because Maxim leveraged his resources, which was a massive sales team, and they simply went out and told people about me. And the salons paid me, so it didn't cost Maxim anything. And he got his product into all these new salons. It didn't cost me anything, and because he marketed me at no cost to me. So it was win-win, no money, no risk, really fast, you know, all the right things. But here's the kicker. Let's assume there was somebody by the name of Bill, and he'd never been in a hair salon, he'd never trained anybody, he was bald like me, and he didn't know Redken. Well, if he understood the principle, he could have approached me and said, "Robin, if I bring you new business, would you pay me 20% of all the profits you make on an ongoing basis?" And I would say, "Sure." And if he went to Maxim and he said, "Maxim, if I can get your product into salons that they're not in currently, and I could show you how to do that, would you give me 5% of your product sales?" And I'm sure Maxim would have agreed to that. Well, just imagine, he would have been making $3,200 a month from my efforts, and he'd be making up all the products that got sold from Maxim, and that could last for years and years. So that's triangulating a deal. That's the third party putting together a deal and then just taking a piece of that action on an ongoing basis. And that is a good example of a very simple but a very effective kind of joint venture. And we do that kind of thing all the time.
Yeah, I think most of us would enjoy doing that kind of thing on a regular basis. That's a wonderful example. Now, what's the most successful or interesting joint venture you've seen another business person or one of your members do here in Canada?
Well, you know, the most exciting one that I see is not a small business. It's actually a huge business. It's Jimmy Patterson.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Patterson is a billionaire, as you know, here in BC. And Jimmy Patterson really understands joint ventures. I think he's a perfect example because he has Savon Foods. Their packaging plant is in the U.S. He's got, fishing boats. He's got fishing packaging companies. He's got the signage companies advertising his Savon Foods. He's got his automobile businesses that are providing cars. So all his businesses are interlinked. They're all providing products and services to each other. Everything that he does is a joint venture. He even has his own internal barter company or trade company. So he uses trade and barter. He uses joint ventures very effectively. He outright owns all his own companies, so he doesn't have some shareholder meeting where he has to compromise his values at all. And I think he's a perfect example of a joint venture because he really understands the process of working together to achieve common goals.
Yeah, that's an excellent example. I've seen that personally, how he's been doing that. It's brilliant, and that's a big part of the reason why the gentleman is a multi-billionaire and one of the richest men in Canada right now.
Exactly.
Now, Robin, what would be an example of a simple joint venture that any of the people listening to the CD could do fairly easily and quickly and like you say, without much cost?
Well, I think the first thing to do is with no cost is to stop talking and start listening, because a lot of us are out there with our little business cards and we're looking at our needs. It's all about me, and we forget that when you go to a networking meeting, for example, everybody there has got the same mindset. What am I going to get? What am I going to sell? Who's going to buy from me? And you can actually see it when the fellow stands up and he's starting to talk. People look at him and they sum him up and they say, "Is he going to buy my product or service or not?" And if they decide he's not, they stop listening.
Yeah. Being a past member of a business networking organization, I can relate to that 100%. That's absolutely the way it goes.
It's actually sad. And a lot of those people are desperate, and desperate people tend to do desperate things. They're giving referrals to people they don't even know, which is not a smart thing to do. But But imagine if you went to that same group of people that are really trying hard to succeed. You got to respect them for that. And you just sat there and listened very, very carefully to what they wanted. And let's say there is a fellow there that says, well, you know what? What I'm really looking for is I want to buy a house or I want to sell a house. You could then go out and approach a realtor, make sure that you're going to get a commission on that, and then introduce them and make money. It's that simple. So you could all of a sudden, you could have 20 businesses that you're earning 100% margin commission from, and you now represent 20 businesses instead of one. Well, that means you're going to make a lot more money, and you have no overhead, you don't have leases and employees or inventory. So the first thing to do is to open your head up and to start looking for those links and those connections. I had a lady call me from Ottawa. Actually, we were talking about her earlier on, David.
Uh-huh.
And you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
She's a great lady. And I was telling them in a boot camp that I did in Toronto about an online program, how to get onto the radio. And I was telling her, you know, this thing sells for $99. If you got me onto the radio, I would be paying you a commission on all the resulting sales. So she called me up and she said, well, I'm going to buy that thing for $99. She said, and if I put you, get you onto radio and I get syndicated or whatever, would you pay me a percentage of all the business you ever do as a result of that? I said, sure. Now, yeah. You know, that's not hard. And that same lady set a speaker up. She knew somebody was looking for a speaker. She got a speaker to go in. The speaker spoke. On all the resulting sales, she made a commission. So you're really leveraging other people. You're not thinking about selling anything to anybody. All you're doing is, you know, this company wants a speaker, and that guy does keynote addresses. I put them together and earn $1,000. And when you start looking at the money that you can make and the amount of time, it reminds me of Kathy Graham. I had a meeting with Kathy Graham at the Sheraton Guildford in Surrey, May 25th last year. And she said to me, I'd never met her before. She said, what can I do to make money with joint ventures? I told her what to do. We had a meeting about 25 minutes. She joined as a member of the forum because we only do business with members.
Yeah.
And a month later, June 25th, she earned $5,250 in commissions from me in 1 month.
Wow.
Then she interviewed me on a conference call, and I asked her in public, I said to her, Kathy, how long does it take you to earn that $5,250? And she said that it took her 3 hours to do that. And if you think how hard the average business person works to earn that kind of money, net profit.
Net in your pocket profit.
You know, net sales, yeah. net, it's pretty exciting that. And all of a sudden, once she saw that, she made a lot more money with me after that, and she's still involved with the forum, and she's just a great lady. But she's a go-getter. She gets out there, and she does what she has to do. She takes action. That's what's exciting to me, is that there's absolutely no limit for people that are listening to this CD. It doesn't matter what your background, age, or qualifications are, or where you live. It's not where you are, it's who you are. You can start making money instantly, but you have to get the mindset and the training so that you understand what to say, what to do, and how to put it together, and so that you get out of the fear syndrome of, what if I don't get paid? What about this? What about that? And the shrinking pie mentality. You get into the abundance mentality. Means that if somebody doesn't pay me, doesn't matter. I just carry on, do more.
Find somebody else.
Yeah, it's exactly. A completely different mindset to what we've been trained that in business. I watched the guy, Fred Smith, on a video that started FedEx. I mean, the guy is a multimillionaire, he's a brilliant man. But what he said was, I didn't agree. He said, you know what, it takes a long time to make money. You've got to work really hard. You've got to make a lot of sacrifices. And it used to be that way. But these days it's different. With technology that we have now and with the knowledge that we have, it doesn't have to take a long time. You don't have to work very, very hard. And you do not have to take risks.
I think probably Fred Smith was... His experience was because he had to literally invent the wheel.
That's right.
He had to go and take all the arrows that the pioneers take. But you're talking about doing something that someone else has done before, that lots of people are doing, and just learning what you need to learn and then taking off and doing it. And that's
We don't have to do what he did. We don't have to and the fact is that look at Google. You know, what Google did was find a need and fill it. And they continually added value. And the more people they help and the more value they add, the richer they get. And they're working with people that are very passionate about what they're doing. And it's amazing what they've accomplished simply because of their passion to create solutions for people, which is what Fred Smith did.
That's right. Now, Robin, we've heard a little bit, you've mentioned a little bit about your forum and the services that you have. So you've got a company that educates Canadians about the power of joint ventures as well as a program where your members can work together to do win-win joint ventures. Could you take a few minutes to tell us about that and let people know how to contact you if they want more information?
Sure. Well, we believe that people also want something for nothing. So we say we'll go along to dollarmakers.com. And to nomoneynorisk.com, and on both of those sites there's lots of information. There's free downloads, free teleclasses, free seminars, free podcasts, free video casts, podcasts. All the stuff is available on dollarmakers.com and on nomoneynorisk.com. But what we're offering is membership in the forum. They can join the forum for $197 a year, and that includes all sorts of massive value. We've got meetings right across Canada on a monthly basis. We've got conventions which are free to members, listing on the website, access to all the other members with a user-protected password. Everything that they need in order to succeed, all the education, all the support that they need, access to us, but most importantly, access to hundreds of other people worldwide that understand joint ventures, so they instantly have access to hundreds of joint ventures that they can start doing immediately. And with the progress that we're making on nomoneynorisk.com, we'll soon have replicator sites that they can use and all sorts of ways and means for them to start making money. We have a very lucrative commission basis, commission program for members as well. We pay up to 50% commission. So that's the one thing they can do. The other thing is that they can come on a boot camp. We have one-day boot camps right across Canada. They're getting more and more popular. The last one we did was in Toronto, and we had 41 people on that. The next one, we're booking 100 people for April in Toronto. So they could come on a one-day boot camp, learn about that, or they could join the forum, or both, or one or the other. But first of all, maybe visit the websites and see what free stuff is available. We've got a free six-part mini course on dollarmakers.com that they can download. And if they have any questions, they can call us or email us.
What is your telephone number? Would you like to give that up?
Sure. My toll-free number is 1-866-746-0631. It's 1-866-746-0631. Or they can email me, robin@dollarmakers.com.
Great. Well, Robin, thank you very, very much for your time today. It's been a great interview. And like I say, I've attended your boot camp. It was a great experience. I got a lot out of it. And today's interview was great for me because it reinforced some of the things that we spoke about during the boot camp. And I'm with you. I think people should be doing much more in the way of joint ventures. The ones I've done have worked very, very well for me, typically with marketing type things that I do. I think it's just a great program. So thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you, David. It's been great talking with you as always, and look forward to getting more involved and helping you to grow your business. So thank you very much for your time.
Take care.
Thank you.